a couple years later, I had a friend at a food store, and she was talking about this living water that replicates this water found in remote parts of the world where people, they don't have sickness and disease, they age really slowly. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like what I've been praying for.
Welcome to Grit and Moxie, where we are celebrating women's witness, fitness, and gritness. I'm your hostess, Christine D'Souza.
Friends, thank you for being listeners of this podcast, and please do share this with your friends, and be sure to stay to the end to hear more about the incredible new platform that I've been using with my virtual fitness clients.
Welcome everyone back to Grit and Moxie. Today I have Sharon Menard. I've been dying to have her on here, and she has something pretty magic to talk to us about. And I have had so many questions about this as well, so we're really going to dig into her. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about Sharon. Sharon Menard is a life and health coach and founder of Accelerate Coaching. She uses a holistic approach to health, as she believes that creating true health involves physical, mental, spiritual, and financial health. She has authored the book, Train Your Brain for Success, which focuses on rewiring the brain toward happiness, abundance, and success. She also has a health and wellness business where she educates on health, business, and financial topics. She now works with a variety of clients worldwide, helping them to walk in their higher purpose and potential. Mind, body, soul, finances, and life. Welcome, Sharon. Thank you so much for being on Grit and Moxie.
Oh, Christina, it's so awesome to be here. Thank you so much for asking me. I'm so honored.
Well, absolutely, because even just reading this, you can just feel how you exude those two words, grit and moxie, together. And we're going to dive into that and experience that a little bit more with you. But I always like to ask my guests, right off the bat, just to kind of share a little bit of what your lifescape is like right now, a little bit of your background on a more personal level, and kind of what you're at, where you're at right now. I know it's a little bit of a broad question, but just to kind of set the stage for the listeners.
Sure, where I'm at. Well, I'm not in my living room right now. No. Well, I am a wife. I'm a mom of four kids, ages 9 to 18. My oldest just became an adult last week.
About, wow.
It's like when your kid turns an adult, like it's a little overwhelming. But I just feel really thankful. I mean, God's just really blessed us throughout the years. We've had a lot of ups and downs. We've moved across country. I was in career counseling at a university in Virginia years ago. Became a mom for a number of years and really felt drawn to go back to school. So I got my master's in life coaching, and I have a master's in counseling, and started a life coaching business. And that life coaching business, I think it was for me than for anybody else, because it changed me so much. And in the course, I began to create activities. I thought, you know, I'm studying all of this, and I was like, I want to put this into practical application. And so I started doing that, and that's where my book came out of. Then I started having people use the book, and it started changing their lives. And in the meantime, I've always been huge into health. I've worked with wellness doctors years ago, many years ago, but I've always just, I'm just a researcher. Like, I just love to learn. I can't learn enough. And people have always just come to me with questions, because when you help a few people and they see results and they want to know what you're doing, you know, that type of thing. And so now I have my health and wellness business dealing with water, and I'm so passionate about water because we're 70% water. So, you know, that's such a huge part of our health. And, you know, I just love all that you do with nutrition and the fitness. Like, it all goes hand in hand. I mean, it's so, so important. And, you know, we go to the mind-body connection. I mean, you deal with all of that. So I feel like in the end, it's all come together into something really beautiful. Like, you know, when all the pieces like start to fit together and you're like, oh, I see it now. Like, I see this greater purpose. And I'm so thankful for where I am now. I feel so blessed.
Yeah, that's amazing. And for those of you who don't know, she spoke in our most recent Honor Your Body Summit, and she spoke about living water. And it was a lot on the spiritual side, but the way she interconnected spiritual and physical was just really incredible and refreshing and just a new perspective. I don't even know if we can say new or ancient, but it's it's definitely something we all should listen to over and over. So if you haven't listened to that, check it out. We still have that available. But so the water is something that we've talked a little bit more about, you know, health, nutrition, and a lot of spirituality, right? But I have not really gotten a chance to really dive into what your magic water is all about. And I wanted to take this opportunity to do that because I often hear you refer to it as magic water. And one of the things that I saw you do online that really caught my attention was you did an experiment where you showed that you had several different types of water and you were able to show what was living through this specific meter. What was that called?
It was a light bulb. So my water has enough electrical charge because it's alive to light up the water versus the other waters that were dead water. So
so that is pretty incredible. And so is that made possible through the technology, through the place that the water comes from, or how is that made possible? And then also, how does that affect us and our body?
Okay. Great questions. Okay. So I'm going to go back to it was, so I've been drinking this water for 10 years now. So it was back, it was like 2007 or something like that. And I was researching about this, they called it magic water, miracle water in, oh shoot, I just forgot the,
I've heard of like the Dead Sea being called that.
No, it's, so I was researching about this magic living water, miracle water that was in Mexico and people traveled from all over the world to come drink of it and for healing purposes and all of this. And I thought, why can't they recreate this? And so a couple years later, I had a friend at a health food store and she was talking about this living water that replicates this water found in remote parts of the world where people, they don't have sickness and disease. They age really slowly. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is like what I've been praying for. I started drinking that water and your body feels it because it has an electrical current. It is living, active water, the way water was meant to be. So as of now, there's only 5 remote locations that even have this water anymore that are fed from ancient glaciers. And this water, it's hydrogen rich. So if you think of hydrogen, the hydrogen bomb, they fuel cars on hydrogen. Hydrogen is the most powerful antioxidant in existence. It is living. It is active. It is healing. I mean, molecular hydrogen, there's tens of thousands of studies on the healing benefits of molecular hydrogen. But what has happened to our modern water is it's become all clumped together. And so it doesn't have that negative electrical charge that our bodies need. Antioxidants have a negative charge. Junk food has a positive charge. The positive is bad. It's oxidizing. It's what you don't want. And unfortunately, modern water now has a positive charge, like all of it. I have some of the best well water in our whole area, and my well water has an awful positive charge.
Wow.
So what they figured out how to do was to replicate it through it uses electrolysis. So when lightning strikes bodies of water, it splits the water molecules apart, like electrolyzes them, mm-hmm. and temporarily makes this water into this hydrogen-rich ionized water. So the Japanese said, we're going to recreate this. We're going to use electricity, split the water molecules apart. And sure enough, they're able to recreate its hydrogen-rich, its alkaline, its just high voltage living water. And they started using it in their hospitals in the 1960s with tremendous results on every disease known to man. I mean, when you talk about alkalinity, I don't know if you've done anything on acidic body is a sick body versus a more alkaline body. And then, you know, we were meant to run on negative ions, on antioxidants, on living water versus water that's oxidizing and rusting us and aging us and, you know, all this bad stuff. And so by the 90s, they said, we need to let this be in people's homes. Like, people need to have this. So in Japan, this is really common for people to have this. But in the rest of the world, very few people have heard about it. So I've been, you know, my husband and I, we've been drinking this water for years now, and we've given it to other people. We've seen so many lives changed and transformed, and people go, water's just water. But here's the deal. It's water the way God intended water to be, living and active, not dead and acidic and, you know, oxidizing and rusting and, you know, all these things that water shouldn't be. And so it's just a way to get water back to the way, you know, water should be healing. Water should be alive. Mm-hmm. So that's the message that I give. I mean, we've seen, I don't know if I told you about my dad. Did I tell you about that?
It's not ringing a bell, so maybe not.
So so years ago I got on the water, and we were homeless at the time. We've been through all kinds of stuff. Before we moved up north, we were down in Virginia. I was with my parents, and started drinking this water, gave it to my mom, and we both started losing weight, and my mom's blood pressure went down on cholesterol, and she started getting off medications.
So this is just from the water.
No, just from the water.
Anything else about your diet, your lifestyle?
Just from the water. We started noticing, well, this water, so hydrogen is a super small molecule. So it hydrates 6 times more than normal water. So a lot of sicknesses and illnesses are dehydration, like high blood pressure. The blood is 80% water. So if the blood is dehydrated, it's thick and the heart has to pump harder. So what does the doctor say? Take this pill when they need more water. So our water being able to hydrate 6 times more than normal water, people just start seeing these incredible results. And you think about the skin, you know, you think about a raisin and a grape. What's the difference?
Water.
Hydration. When you're born, you're a nice, plump, little hydrated baby. And when you die, you're shriveled up prune. I mean, literally, that's the difference. And that's why, like, the Hunza people of Pakistan, they live to like 140. They still look really young when they're 80 because they're hydrated and they're eating healthy, you know, and all this. But so my mom and I were drinking it, and she got rid of her acid reflux, and we both lost about 15 pounds or so. But my dad wasn't really drinking it. So years later, my dad went and got a colonoscopy, and it was not good. His father, my granddad, died of colon cancer. Oh. And they said, it doesn't look good. We're going to cut out 90% of your colon. I said, Dad, please drink this water. Please drink. The creator of the colonoscopy has all his cancer patients drink our water. And he said, no reoccurrences, zero reoccurrences of cancer. So my dad drank the water for 3 months. And the day of the surgery, he asked for a colonoscopy. They did the colonoscopy and they were shocked. They said, we're really confused as to why we scheduled surgery because your colon looks great. So, wow. I mean, that's just one of many, 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 but that's just my own personal family. Like, I could go on and on. No, they canceled surgery.
Ah!
He didn't lose his colon. I mean, there was a lot of prayer going on too, but you know, this is, I mean, like Dr. Shinya, I mean, he has pictures of, oh, disgusting colons. Well, here's the deal too. Dr. A lot of people,
yeah, I gotta write that down.
Dr. Shinya, he created the colonoscopy. So he had, he's worked in Beth Israel Hospital. I mean, all kinds of, and in Japan, I mean, all around the world. He's one of the top surgeons in the whole world. But like, you think about the colon, a lot of times people they don't like to drink water because normal water, remember, it's that big molecule cluster. So you drink it and it sits heavy on your stomach. It takes about an hour to digest a cup of water. So you feel bloated and slushy. Now, what if you could reduce that big old molecule down to tiny, tiny molecules? The body just sucks it up. So you can drink 3, 4, 5, 6 glasses and you're not bloated because the body is just immediately soaking it up and using it. Well, people who tell me they've never drank water in their life are suddenly like, I can't drink enough water. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't stop because their body is like, oh, water, I'm high, like I want to be hydrated. Like the body knows what it wants. You know, and you give the body what it wants and what it needs, it will start healing itself. So then the colon starts getting flushed out and cleaned out. And our water, hydrogen feeds the good probiotics. So it promotes gut health, the immune system, all of that. Where normal water, unfortunately, because it's oxidizing, like when you cut open an apple and it turns brown, that's oxidizing, it's rusting. So that oxidizing factor from normal water feeds the bad bacteria, the parasites, the yeast, the fungus. You think most Americans have all of those. And why are they craving so much sugar and all this stuff? I had parasites years ago, and the water helped me tremendously with that. Because parasites can be hard to get rid of too. And so now I know I'm feeding the good and I'm killing the bad. But even like, I mean, we've seen people come out of depressions because you think the brain is 80% water. So if the brain is dehydrated, it starts to constrict. So you start to get brain fog. You start to get tired. You could get headaches. A lot of migraines are just dehydration. People start to get into depression. Where you get water that can go in 6 times more and much deeper into the cells, the brain then can function at a higher level. Hydrogen helps the body to produce dopamine and serotonin, and all those well-being, happy molecules, all this kind of stuff. So again, God intended us to drink living, electrically charged water, because we are electrical beings. Like our bodies have voltage to them. We have a nervous system. Like, we actually, I don't know if you know this, we emit light. Like, we are electrical beings, yet we're drinking dead water. And most people eat dead food too. And we talked about this before.
We did.
Right. And what's living food? Food out of the ground with antioxidants. That's living food, living nutrition. And we understand living food versus dead junk food, but people don't know that their water is dead, just like the junk food. And we were meant to drink living water. And again, you just give the body what it needs and it can begin to heal itself. So like diabetes, I mean, we have to be careful about making claims and cures. It's hard to not share when you've seen so many lives transformed. And I just feel like it's just such a gift. You know, if people aren't interested, that's fine. But I'm like, I just feel like I need to be the messenger for those that are praying for an answer like this, you know? And that's why I share. I mean, especially after that with my dad, I was like, oh my gosh, so many people are sick and they're getting on medications or they're dying of cancer and all of this. And, you know, we can't make any promises, but it's like you with, you know, nutrition and health. I mean, health is everything. I mean, if you don't have your health, you can't work, you can't function well. It impacts your relationships. Like, health is so important. And if you're 70% water, doesn't it make sense to put living water into your living body?
Sure does. So. Yeah, that's a tough one to swallow, that that message, right? That health really is the bottom line there, because we don't exactly always think that way. And, so one of my later questions I'll get to, and, you know, incorporating the wealth as well, but okay. I just want to touch on a few things that you mentioned. I thought it was really interesting that you mentioned that this water is pretty well available in Japan. because I always see programs and studies on, you know, there's always the hot topic of white rice, right? And everyone's like, well, they eat a lot of white rice in Japan. And so we should be able to eat white rice, right? And it's so interesting because maybe this whole water situation is being overlooked there as one of the reasons that they do live longer, right? Because they're like,
it is
a little bit longer there.
They have the longest longevity of all countries, and they are very big on healthy foods. Yeah, other than the rice, I don't know. I mean, it used to be brown rice. I don't know, all these cultures. It's sad that they're incorporating the white rice like we've Americanized them. I'm like, no, but yeah, the water is, they are very health conscious over there. A lot of the Asian cultures, our company is huge in the Asian nations because they understand if, you know, I'm the father and the sole supporter of my family, if I'm not well, I can't work and my family suffers. Like, they take their health so seriously. So if we could get Americans to take their, you know, it's a process of education. But I think more and more are kind of waking up and becoming aware, you know, you only get one body. So you got to take care of it.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, sometimes you get to the point where you don't have a choice, you know, or there's somebody close to you that, you know, is like their back's up against the wall. You know, for me, you know, my story with the Lyme's disease, I couldn't work, you know, and that's just as easy as getting bit by a tick, you know, but to rebuild that, you know, you have to be so careful and really put health first.
And I was going to mention, do you know Lyme's is a parasite?
No, because my understanding is that it is an infection that's carried by the ticks who have Lyme disease and or a co-infection.
So, well, there's some debates about it. But
yeah, no, I haven't heard this theory. So yes, tell me.
So, you know, Lyme's disease kind of goes dormant for periods of time. And then it comes back out.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
For me. Anyway.
So our water being able to, it basically, it does, instead of feeding the parasites, it starves them. And that's why we've had bedridden people with Lyme. You know, some people get Lyme and they don't even know it for years. And it's degenerating their body. And then when they get tested, it's in its dormant season. Mm-hmm. So they don't test positive for Lyme. And now they're crippled. And we've had them literally drink our water and they got their life back.
Really?
So that makes me believe that it is parasite. Like, I can't 100% say that, but that's definitely what we've leaned toward. And again, I can't make promises and cures for every single person with Lyme disease, but we've seen some pretty amazing, and so many things I think go back to parasites. I went to the doctor years ago. I was so sick. I couldn't figure I was going in depression. I felt like I was bipolar. I had gained all this weight. Everything I ate was making my stomach hurt. I mean, I felt like I was dying and nobody could help me. Mm-hmm. And finally they figured out that it was parasites. And when you're full of parasites, they're putting their toxins, they're pooping in your body.
How did they figure that out? Because, you know, a lot of doctors will totally discount that. You know, I've mentioned that to doctors that I've seen, and they just act like, oh, you can't get that here.
I had to go the alternative route.
So a holistic doctor.
I had to go the holistic. That was because no other doctor could figure it out. And you can be tested. I mean, there's a lot of holistic ones that they have special tests for parasites or whatnot. It's not fun. I mean, I remember getting, you know, feeling like I had, you know, I think a lot of people have a lot of yeast in their body. You know, they're drinking so much milk and eating so much sugar and all the stuff that the yeast really love.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make you feel very good. So we encourage people basically we say don't change your diet, drink the water. But what they find is as they're drinking the water, they have less sugar cravings. Mm-hmm. They're hungry less because a lot of times people eat when really they're so thirsty.
Oh, thirsty, yeah.
So when they drink the water, the body's satisfied. It doesn't want as much food. It doesn't want as much of the junk food. And then they start to have, I did an interview the other day with a guy, he's in his early 30s and he likes his beers, you know, and all this stuff. And he was like, I started drinking this water. And he said, I suddenly felt motivated to take my life back. He's like, I joined the gym. He goes, you know me. I mean, he's like, I eat pizza for breakfast. He's like, I actually started like eating healthier. He's like, what is wrong with me? Like, what is going on? But you know, like when you help someone to start taking a step forward in one thing, a lot of times it can be a catalyst for other things. So that's a really fun thing too.
Yeah. Yeah, that is super interesting. So one of the questions I had in mind to ask you was, I wanted to know, because I've heard you talk about the fact that you had lost weight. Now, I have never seen you really heavier than you are now, right? So I don't know how heavy you were. I don't know what your history was like in terms of like your weight fluctuation or anything like that. But one of the questions I had was, because a lot of times, you know, when I'm talking to, you know, some coaching clients and things like that, and even from personal experience, you know, that when you feel like your life is kind of out of control, that's when a lot of things can start to break down as far as your habits, right? Even if you put some healthy habits into place, if, you know, if you start to feel like things are slipping out of your control, then, you know, sometimes things do start to slip out of control, right? So my question was for you is, you know, what helped you stay in control? But also I wanted to ask, you know, is it your wealth, your health, or the water, you know? Or I know for you, like your faith is in there, you know? So like what comes first? What's the order? So like if somebody's losing control from your experience, how do you help your clients get back in control and get back to where they need to be?
Yeah, no, that's a fabulous question. And I have to say, even with all that's going down in our country, I mean, so many weeks back, like I felt like, oh my gosh, like you just feel like this. And then the holidays are coming and then it's like, oh, so what if I eat this chocolate bar, you know? And like, I could start to like feel that coming on, and I had to. So what I do with people and myself is I had to take a step back and say, do I want to go in this direction? Like, where is this going to lead me if I start snowballing out of control in this direction? Like, what is my goal? And I think we always have to have some sort of goal. And sometimes it's hard when we hit our one set of goals and then it's like, oh gosh, I got to create more goals. But you have to have something to focus on. So something that has helped me and to help my people is to establish, you know, one, we want to get a healthy mindset, you know, that type of thing, listening to self-development, uplifting messages, you know, getting in the Word of God, all of this. But if people can focus on drinking the right amount of water throughout the day, if that can be a focus, it's funny how that little bit of self-discipline helps to keep people on track. So I just did a video tonight actually on how much water should you drink. So you should drink a minimum of 50% of your body weight in ounces a day. So if you're 150 pounds, that'd be 75 ounces a day. Ideally, that's just to keep you at base level functioning, like just to barely keep you out of dehydration. Ideally, you want to drink 75% of your body weight in ounces. If you want to lose weight, if you're in health crisis, if you're a serious athlete, you can drink 100% of your body weight in ounces a day. But I encourage people to add some sea salt to their diet, which are electrolytes, because you can flood, if when you're drinking, I mean, I have athletes that drink like 2 gallons of water a day. And I'm like, you have to make sure you have enough electrolytes, because you don't want to flush too many out, because that's why people die of drinking too much water, the heart attack. So just make sure you're getting those electrolytes, but we're not drinking a gallon at a time or anything. But so we established, okay, so you want to drink 10 glasses of water a day. Okay, so when are you going to do that? All right, two, when you get up, two, you know, mid-morning. All right, let's focus on that, okay? Or like for me, I do intermittent fasting. So this is three glasses. So I drink two of these, which is six glasses before I can eat. So I can't eat until I drink my water. So that's like motivation. That's motivation. But what I find is if I can just focus on just getting more hydrated, that helps them to feel better. It helps them, again, to feel that sense of discipline. And if you're, you know, you're working hard with the water, again, you're not going to have as many sugar cravings. But let's say you do eat something bad. Well, you are drinking a lot of water to help kind of flush that through too. I mean, hydration, when you're dehydrated, your metabolism slows down. So a lot of people are so frustrated, I can't lose weight. Well, your metabolism keeps slowing down. And, you know, I've talked about calorie cycling and intermittent fasting. And, you know, I have other tricks to help get the metabolism, especially for women. Like I'm in my 40s. Sometimes it can be a little trickier.
Never believed that.
but yeah, that's kind of a basis of where we start. So kind of mindset and water. And then kind of move from there.
Wow. So then, oh, I have too many interesting questions for you. Okay. Yeah.
I'm here.
All right. So the water. So let me just ask you a simple question then. What is your favorite water bottle? Because I am the worst with drinking water, right? And so I looked at all kinds of bottles, and there's bottles that dance, there's bottles that have light shows, there's bottles that vibrate, there's bottles that have music, there's bottles that have alarms, there's every kind of bottle that you can imagine for water. So what's your favorite kind of container out of?
I mean, there's lots of different bottles out there. I mean, I think to each their own. I mean, some people, like my husband has the iPhone watch. And so every hour it goes off for him to drink water. So our water is a little different because it's hydrogen rich, and hydrogen, when it comes in contact with air, it slowly turns back to H2O, if that makes sense. So we want to drink it fresh. So like I'm filling up my cup. So bottles like these work well for me. Like this is just a normal Nalgene bottle. Mm-hmm. So you think this is five glasses. So let's say you're going to do 10 glasses a day. You know, you need two of these a day. That's pretty simple to remember. If you're going to do a gallon, you need three of these a day. So, you know, I'm kind of like, just keep it simple, like where you can mentally keep track, because if you can't track it, you're not going to know what you're drinking. So like with this, like with my six in the morning, then I know I only need a couple more of these throughout the day and I've hit my goal. I haven't bought any of the ones that light up. I have friends that they like them, you know, drink it early, you know, make sounds, you know, and all this kind of stuff. I think some people would love that. Other people might drive them crazy. I don't know. Have you bought one?
Well, I did. I bought a bottle that I thought I loved, and actually I did pretty well drinking out of it for like a couple of days, you know, cleaned it out and everything. And I only put water in there, but the design was not good because I had a hollow handle. And so it started growing mold that quickly, even with cleaning it out, and there was nothing that could reach in there. So right now I have a glass pitcher of water.
Okay.
And so we have reverse osmosis water. And so of course we thought that was like the cat's meow, but how does that differ from your water? Is that it like trying to be the same thing, or is that something completely different?
No, it's something completely different. So reverse osmosis is the deadest, most acidic, most dangerous water of all.
No way.
So reverse osmosis is great for purifying the water. So what it does is it strips the water of all contaminants. So your water is super, super clean. So that's a good thing, but it takes the minerals out of the water. The calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium. The body cannot digest water without the minerals. So what it does, and taking the minerals out, makes the water very, very acidic, like extremely acidic. So you're making, so disease and cancer thrives on acidity.
So if I put a pH strip in there, will it show me that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to do that right after this.
So, well, you can't use the pool strips because the pool ones are made for the chemicals and stuff.
I have the one for under the tongue. For the tongue.
Yeah, try it and let me know. We have special drops. Well, in my videos, see, a lot of bottled waters, Dasani, all of that are reverse osmosis. And in Europe, they've actually banned them because they're so acidic.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And people don't know. Like, they think you can get, if you want, a remineralizer. They won't be organic minerals. They'll be inorganic minerals. But it will bring the pH of the water up. Because what happens is, when you drink water devoid of minerals, the body can't digest it, so it pulls your minerals out of your bones and your teeth, but it doesn't put them back where it found them.
Oh my gosh.
It gives you like gallstones and bone spurs. A lot of people with reverse osmosis, I ask them if they have like leg aches during the night. That's a sign that they're getting more and more deficient.
What about hair loss?
Yeah, definitely hair loss. Yeah. Well, it's super acidic, and it doesn't have the nutritional value that water's supposed to have, so it's not really being digested, and it's not taking your nutrients because it's so acidic. You're barely getting any of your nutrition from your foods either.
Oh my god.
So I know we drank, so before we got ours, we were drinking not the reverse osmosis, but the, what is that called? Though, there's another one, distilled water.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. Like, they get out all the impurities, but it loses the mineral content too. And that was super acidic. And we were sick all the time. Like, we just don't feel good. When in Japan, when you go to the hospital, the first thing they do is they take your pH, not your blood pressure, none of that. They take your pH. So your pH, your body's, this is blood, because you're going to have different pHs and different body systems, but your blood has to stay within a certain pH range. Outside of that, you're dead. So if you start getting too acidic, what happens is the body protects you at all costs to keep you alive. And so it's pulling those alkaline minerals out of your bones to bring the body's pH back up to a level that's safe. It's like soft drinks. Soft drinks are the pH of battery acid. And here's our society downing soft drinks, kids drinking soft drinks. They don't know why their bones are soft, why they're getting, you know, broken bones and all this stuff. But I mean, acidity is really, really dangerous. Sugar is really acidic. No refined sugar, you know, natural forms of sugar, anything that's natural is fine. But when you get into these processed type of things, they become really acid forming in the body, and cancer, disease thrives on acidity. The more acidic you are, the more dehydrated you become, the less the cells can function, the less the cells can take in nutrients. Diabetics are very acidic. So when we start getting in alkalinity into their body, and water that can hydrate deep into the cells, that's why they begin to see such tremendous results too. So
wow,
it's very fascinating. So yeah, I would just try to get, at least for now, a remineralizer on there. You can call your company and just say, I want to get some good minerals back in my water, because you really do need those. That's really important.
So let's talk about fluoride. And okay. So tell me.
Thank you for listening. This has been part one of this amazing podcast with Sharon Menard. It was so good. It went almost an hour and a half. So it's in two parts. You can catch part two this coming Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern Time, dropping on Grit and Moxie. We'll see you then.
Friends, thank you for listening. And as promised, I wanted to share that during this unprecedented 2020, I have moved my entire fitness and nutrition coaching virtually with the help of an amazing new platform, which allows me to coach you and your groups in real time with heart rate metrics, food logging, and insane accountability capabilities, and so much more. And if that sounds like something that you would like to be a part of, go ahead to christinedesouza.com and request a call with me.
Moxie. If you want to hear more, please do subscribe and share this with your friends and head on over for another Dosa de Souza at christinedesouza.com. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.